Hey everyone, welcome to Marvel Champions Monthly, a fan podcast. We are a podcast about the card game Marvel Champions, designed by Michael Boggs and Caleb Grace from Fantasy Flight Games. I'm Kennedy Hawk, one of your hosts. I've got the whole slew of hosts with me today. So we've got Lester. How's it going, Lester?
Oh, you know, I'm doing pretty good. I didn't know Michael Boggs' middle name was...
It's... I saw it somewhere on the internet. Well, it's good to have you back from the time stream.
Oh, barely made it, guys. Barely made it.
All right, we got Crimson. How's it going, Crimson?
You, and now you can't cut out that...
I know. Now I can't edit.
You gotta leave it in there.
I mean, that's less editing, so that's good.
Thanks, Lester. No.
Stay aggressive, people.
You can tell I have a script since I just make things up as I go. And we have Americano. We have all four of our regularly scheduled hosts. How's it going?
Really good. Good to be back.
Today's topic is going to be pretty sweet. We are going to talk about the hero challenges put forth by FFG. So before we get to that, just a brief announcement. Next weekend is the League of Cooperative Gaming Con, LCG Con. There'll be people on Discord playing Marvel Champions and the other cooperative LCGs by Fantasy Flight Games all weekend. In addition to that, there's a Fantasy Flight Games in-flight report, so make sure to check out the FFG live stream and Fantasy Flight's webpage to see information on that, because they do have some planned announcements and streams for Marvel Champions. So, main topic, hero challenges. It's crazy to think this, but back in December, when we had a lack of content, FFG put out some pretty cool stuff. They put out these challenges for you to complete as your heroes. So they put out challenges for all the core set heroes. There's three challenges per hero. You can complete them in solo and multiplayer, although some of them will be a lot harder in one or the other. And today, we're just going to talk about those. So we're going to start by talking about FFG's hero challenges. We also have some on our website that we'll talk through at the end that extend through all of the released heroes so far, all the way to Doctor Strange. And you can find these challenges on our website, which is mcm-podcast.com. There you can go under content and then hero challenges to see these hero challenges, which will keep being updated as more heroes are released. So this website was brought to you thanks to our lovely patrons. So we have a Patreon now. We wanted to do a quick shout out to two of our patrons, Chris Maka and Randy Holte. Thank you for supporting the show, and thank you for helping us provide great content and resources for the community of Marvel Champions. So who wants to talk first? Why doesn't everybody pick their favorite core set hero? And you can read the challenges for that hero, and then we can talk about them. So Crimson, which hero do you want to talk about?
Oh, let's see here.
The hard one first?
She-Hulk. Yeah, no surprise there, right? So she's got three of them. One of them I feel like is like I do every time I play her. And the other two, I'm like, no. So now I'm really angry. Deal 14 damage or more to the villain using Gamma Slam. This one I do all the time because I do run endurance in the deck, and that is kind of my goal, is to take damage and then hit them with the Gamma Slam. That's my favorite way to kill a villain. The next one, Ace Attorney. Using both copies of Legal Practice to remove 10 threat or more in a single turn. This one took some thinking. This is going to be easier if you pair up with a Captain Marvel, period.
Yeah, that solo, this one's got to be really hard.
Yeah, I don't foresee this being possible in solo without taking a couple turns off.
Yeah, we were talking about that. So you don't have to discard down to your hand size at the end of the turn. So you could sit in hero form for several turns and use, what's the focused rage, I guess?
Yeah, but you're not drawing any cards either, other than through abilities.
Yeah, so I guess if you had Mansion and Focused Rage out, you'd be at 6 cards, switch to hero form, use those 3, you'd go to 9. The next turn, you would get to 12. So you'd only have to sit there for one extra turn. That's not so bad.
Yeah.
Right? If you started in Jennifer Walters' form with 6 cards, flipped, used the 3 card draws to get to 9, you've only got to sit one more turn. But then you have to have all that in there. What's really hard about this is you have to remove 10 threats. So you need 10 threat on a scheme for you to remove. Or like 5 and 5.
That sounds like a horrible use of a card. Like that. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Ace.
Yeah, not this one's not going to happen.
That sounds like you should just play She-Hulk Justice, right?
Yeah. But then you wouldn't have any threat holding off because you need to build that threat. You got to have 10 threat on the board.
I do really like these challenges. I think they're fun. So I have this printed off, and I have not done that one. I'm looking at it right now. It's embarrassing.
You tell us when you do, when you get it.
I've done most of them in multiplayer. Multiplayer is a lot easier than solo.
Yeah, the other She-Hulk is 7, 8, 9, 10 punch. Deal 30 damage or more in a single turn using only your basic attack power. So what this means is you just have to get up to like 7 or 8 attack and then have all three 1-2 punches in your hand and the mana to use them. Well, I guess they don't cost. No, that's fine. But yeah, it's just like, you only got four cards in your hand to begin with, so you'd have to start in Jennifer Walters. You have to, I mean, multiplayer, you could be aggression. You could have somebody who's playing leadership give you morale boost. It's possible in multiplayer. In single player, this is going to be rough.
Yeah, my wife and I did this in multiplayer, and we did it by me playing leadership. So I played like three morale boosts onto She-Hulk and a lead from the front. So she was at 7 attack. I think she had superhuman strength in play. So her first attack was for 9. So then she only had to ready 3 times after that with 1-2 punch. So she had just the cards she needed in her hand. But it was a pain to set up.
I think that of these three, Now I'm Really Angry is now the easiest, but I don't think it was necessarily the easiest to do. Well, it got much easier with more cards, right? Because if you're just using the core set, you have to, I think you have to get down to 1 health, right? To deal 14 damage?
She has 14 health.
Oh, then yeah.
No, she has 15. Yeah, right? So yeah, you'd have to get down to 1.
Because I don't think there were there any cards that gave you...
No.
There weren't any cards in the base in the core set that give you extra hit points, right?
Yeah, nope.
So that one, I think that one's actually pretty tricky if you're just playing the core set. So,
yeah, because Endurance and Honorary Avenger were not out yet.
All right, well, that's She-Hulk for the hero challenges. Anybody got any comments on those very challenging challenges? All right, moving on. Lester, who's your favorite hero from the core set that's not She-Hulk? We don't want to talk about her anymore.
Yeah, I would have had a comment, but we were talking about her. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, I'm just in the process of going somewhere, and I'm coming back from the time stream, and there was a moose on the road. So that was pretty neat. There's a moose running around, and now it's in a big cow field, and everyone's taking...
You know, Kang just has all sorts of things in that modular set. Dinosaurs.
Moose, yeah, giant moose. A moose is almost the size of a T-Rex. It's pretty glorious. Anyway, my favorite hero in the core set, I have to say, I think Black Panther is the strongest out of the core set, but I still love Captain Marvel, and I find her really fun to play. So,
you want me to read them for you?
Yeah, that would be awesome, actually. I don't have the PDF, and I'm just about to pull over here, but if you'd read them off for me, that'd be awesome, Americana. Thanks for the protection.
Yep, got you. I got your back.
Counterpunch.
Love it.
So... The first one is Warbird. Play all three copies of Photonic Blast in a single turn.
Oh, that seems exceptionally difficult.
You have to have the energy resources to get the card draw to kind of like replace your hand a little bit, right? I think to get that off.
Yeah, she's got that three energy card, though. So I'll say with Captain Marvel, I've done all three of these in one game. It was a multiplayer game, but I think hers are the easiest of the five.
Yeah, I haven't attempted any of these. Just as an FYI to anybody listening who's wondering, I haven't attempted any of them yet. So
now you will, though.
I sure will. I'll get right on that.
You got to print them off and put them in the box.
That's a good idea.
The next one is Higher, Further, Faster, and it's draw 30 cards outside of the draw phase in a single turn. A single game, excuse me, not turn. That would be really good.
Bro.
Okay, so you actually kept track of this.
Yeah, I used a little counter. I was about to say, well, I didn't do that if it's a single turn, but I did it in the game, right? Because you can use her draw ability. When you use her cycle ability, it draws you a card, her heal on her hero form. So you could get 2 a turn that way in theory. And when you use Alpha Flight Station, you can get 2 more. So you can get 4 a turn there. You draw from Photonic Blast, like you mentioned, so you could get, you know, a ton as you pass through your deck. I feel like that's the easiest one to get.
So yeah. when you're going for this one, you're going to be an extremely, what's the term Crimson used? What did he say? An extremely selfish player. Is that right?
Yeah, I was a very selfish Captain Marvel player that game.
Oh, bad.
Yeah, that one actually, that seems actually pretty easy. But one of the reasons why I really like Captain Marvel is because she can draw so much. All right, the last one is Power Overwhelming. Use both copies of Energy Channel to deal 20 damage in a single turn.
Yeah, so that's a reference to StarCraft.
Yeah, that's the Archons, right?
Yeah. Power Overwhelming.
I think it's a Captain Marvel quote, too. I don't know which one came first. It might be. We should ask.
I think a listener will find out for us and let us know. Maybe my mom.
I have to say that's like right up my alley. That's probably the first one I'm going to try to do. But I mean, it's all kind of dependent on the RNG a little bit. I mean, with her card draw, though, you pretty much can go through that deck pretty quick.
Well, what I did with this one is I loaded up an energy channel, and then I waited until I had a second one and five energy in hand to be able to play it. So like,
which you can, isn't that hard? Yeah.
Yeah, you get that one loaded, and you just don't use it. You sit on it. I sat on it for way too long. My biggest problem with Captain Marvel's challenges is that game took forever, and it wasn't because we couldn't kill the villain. Like, Claw was down to like 2 health, and we were like, all right, let's just sit around and recover for 10 turns in a row so we get this combination set up. So it's more exciting if you just have these on the side and you're like, oh, I completed that one this game. That's really exciting. But some of them, like She-Hulk, you have to, right? You have to plan for it.
I was going to ask, like, you were planning for that, the Power Overwhelming one. You were planning, you had one energy channel out there fully charged. Were you like, you were trying to draw energy channel with all these resources? I mean, it's easy to do, but
yeah. I was playing with Spider Mana from our Discord, and we were trying to do 6 hero challenges in a 2-player game. I was playing Captain Marvel. I can't remember which one he was playing. It might have been Spider-Man. And we were trying to see, can we do all 6 of the hero challenges in a single game? And we got like 5 or something. So it was close.
That's a pretty fun. That's taking the hero challenge to the next level, right?
That's challenging yourself with the hero challenge.
Trust Candy Hawk to make the game harder.
Too easy. All right. Well, that's Captain Marvel. Americano, why don't you go for your favorite hero next?
All right. Let's talk about Iron Man.
Well, that's boring. Okay.
You can talk about Black Panther in a second.
Okay, excited.
All right. The first one is I Am Iron Man. Finish a game with all 7 pieces of Iron Man's signature tech upgrade cards in play. So that's the Arc Reactor, Mark V Armor, Mark V Helmet, Powered Gauntlets x2, Rocket Boots x2. This literally happens every time I play Iron Man. Every single time. But anyway, I feel like I have to get it out because I want to use his ability. I want to take full advantage of his hero power, right? Which is I get to draw. I mean, you don't have to get them all out to draw 7, but I want to draw 7, right? So if I get 6 out, I can't say that's every game because sometimes I'll keep a Rocket Boots in my deck just so I can fuel the other Rocket Boots.
Yep.
So, but this happens. This can happen really almost every time. And it's, you know, if you need the extra hit point, throw that extra Rocket Boots down.
Feels like the easy one.
I think it's the easiest one.
Yeah, I think so. The next one is Heart of Iron. Use Iron Man's basic thwart power to remove 10 threat or more. Does that say of or more? Or more in a single turn.
It says of, but I think it's supposed to be or.
Okay. So this one with Justice is pretty easy to do. In the core set, you'd need to have Heroic Intuition and Tenacity in your deck. Maybe 2 of them out, right?
I'm telling you, again, this is a leadership thing, right? Just play 2 morale boosts. Or I guess it'd be 3 morale boosts because you have you don't have Heroic Intuition then. But you only need that extra thwart for 1 turn. You're good to go.
Yeah, it's that one would be easier to do in a multiplayer if you have a Justice player with you or if you're the Justice player. And have a leadership player, so.
Or Avengers Assembled, right? Because you give yourself +1/+1 and ready.
So oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not a core set card.
Not though. A core set card, no. That's Captain America's pack.
The last one is Stark Legacy. Use Stark Tower to return all 7 of Iron Man's signature tech upgrade cards to your hand in a single game. All right, so this one, I feel like you can kind of manipulate this a little bit, but it seems like it's kind of, this one would be tricky because I feel like you have to almost have too many tech upgrades in your hand and discard specific, like use tech upgrades to play only one of the tech upgrades.
Yeah, that's kind of what you'd have to do. I mean, it is easy, but yeah, I mean, you got to be purposely doing it, discarding tech to play cards and then using the Stark Tower to return those tech.
I generally do that when I, like, if I have a bad mulligan, right? And I get too many tech upgrades in my hand, and I'll try and get Stark Tower out so that I can use the tech anyway. But it, yeah, you definitely have to be doing this one or trying for this one to have it happen.
Yeah, and you do have tech cards that aren't an Iron Man's kit from not in the core, like Energy Barrier from Miss Marvel's kit has the tech trait and is an upgrade, so that can get his hand size pumped up while you're getting rid of Iron Man's signature tech upgrades just so you can complete this achievement.
That's a good point, because this, you need, yeah, to help with the hand size, because this is specifically calling for all seven of his signature tech upgrades. Yeah, so you're right. That's a good call.
So on my sheet, I've done all the Iron Man ones in single and multiplayer. So I've handled that one. All right, Black Panther next. Obviously the best hero, has Lester already said. So first...
Poor Spider-Man.
First challenge. We'll go over him too. Strength of Wakanda. Trigger each of Black Panther's signature upgrade cards as the final step in a Wakanda Forever sequence in a single game.
I mean, this is easy, but again, you got to be trying for this because... most of the time, you're going to have a favorite. You're going to be biased towards one.
Yeah, you got to get all four out, and you got to track this one, which is kind of annoying. So I put like a token on the upgrade once I've triggered it as the last time. That way, once I have a resource token or a generic token on each of the upgrades, I know that I've triggered it. I'm truly showing the strength of Wakanda. So it's a fun one. It forces you to use all the different upgrades, which is kind of cool. I mean, there's upgrades that I definitely ignored for a longer time or never used last until I tried this. And then I was like, you know what? I like removing two threat at the end of every turn. It's pretty good.
There you go. It's stretching you. Stretching your gameplay.
Next is Hail to the King. Use a single copy of Wakanda Forever to defeat three enemies and remove the last threat from a scheme in play. Just play against Ultron. Done deal. Because energy daggers can hit all the enemies engaged with you, so it can kill three drones. And then for this one, the hard thing is you need a side scheme out there that only has like two threat on it. And Ultron's got a bunch of side schemes, at least in solo, that are two threat per player. So you can finish it off with his tactical genius from his Wakanda Forever chain.
Yeah, this one seems like the first one that we've talked about that's easiest with a specific scenario, right?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I can't think of any of the other ones that would be... maybe the remove 10 threat if there was a person that had a ton of threat threshold on their scheme. I guess you can't do that with Rhino in solo. That would be bad.
This one would be really, really good to do against the Masters of Evil with those big minions out there.
Oh, that should be my goal. I want to kill three Masters of Evil minions and remove the last threat from the Masters of Evil side scheme. That would be cool.
Also, I think that's also a call out to Bruce Campbell there. You're just missing baby at the end of that.
They're full of these puns. All right, last one is, why are you hitting yourself? And it's deal the final damage to the villain to win the game using your retaliate ability. So Black Panther has retaliate, so you have to get the villain down to 1 HP, have him attack you, and hope he doesn't boost heal like Green Goblin can. I've done this one. That one's pretty fun.
I think I've done this in both multiplayer and regular, too.
That one seems like the most fun of all of them that we've read so far, honestly. That just seems like that is the perfect retaliate goal or challenge, right?
So the time I did this, we were playing against Green Goblin, and he actually... I defended... for my wife, and he boosted to heal 2 damage, so the retaliate didn't kill him, because he heals the 2 from the boost ability before the retaliate damage goes through. So I was super mad, because I was like, now we have to sit for a whole turn and only do 1 damage. But then he attacked me naturally afterwards, so he hit me pretty low, but didn't quite kill me. And then I drew Assault. So he attacked me three times in the villain phase. I survived with one HP, and I got to hit him for three retaliates to kill him. It was super exciting.
That's awesome.
He placed a lot of threat that turn, but it's okay. All right, and Spider-Man. Who wants to read Spider-Man?
Go for it, Crimson.
Okay. His first one is he can swing from the lead, from a thread. Sorry. These are really small.
No, you have to sing that.
Oh, yeah, no, I did sing it. That was me singing.
Oh, that was beautiful harmony.
Play all three spinning web kicks in a single turn. Okay, so spinning web kick costs three.
Yep.
So that's four cards.
Was it called spinning web kick before?
It's swinging web kick. But the proofreading is really good in this document.
You know what? It's okay because I just appreciate that they actually did this. This is fun that they took the time to do it.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, four cards, eight cards, 12 cards, 12 cards in hand. Okay.
Double resources, right? You got web shooters.
That's you have to have your web shooters out, and you have to probably have been attacked the last turn to draw an extra card. That might help.
Or start an alter ego form. We thought that Warbird play three copies of Photonic Blast was hard, and that one can at least draw you a card in the ability. This one's just, you know, spend nine resources.
And I mean, if you're plus going only card. Core, yeah. And if you're only going core, you can't use Resourceful. You can't use any of the mana batteries. I think this one's easier now.
Yeah, whenever I get swinging web kick, I'm like, oh, can I afford this? And when I have two, I'm like, I can't afford both of these. So I think that's a good challenge to try and get you to do all three.
The next one is Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. Win a game in which the villain never damages any hero. Yeah, that's going to be a nope.
I have done this in solo with Spider-Man Protection.
There you go.
I don't know if you can do this in multiplayer. I mean, you can, obviously, with like really good
protection. Protection.
I challenge you to do this one with two protection players and win the game. Win the game is part of that. Protection has to be that too, so I don't know.
Whoa, that's easy. Come on.
Shots fired.
Dang.
Hey, I was throwing you a bone. I said protection and leadership, all right? And then you go ahead and coup on green cards.
Yeah, I mean, protection Black Widow, protection Spider-Man. There you go. I think you could do it.
So he just can't damage the hero. So technically, if you have infinite allies, this works too, right?
That's what I'm saying. Chump block.
Chump block, chump block, chump block.
Especially with Doctor Strange, get the tough out there.
Yeah. And the new one that brings back an ally on top of the
rapid response. Yeah.
Yeah. So like this one's definitely more doable with the expansion cards. With the base cards, that would be. And if you just have one copy of the core set, it's going to be a heroic feat. You're right.
It's way easier in solo than multiplayer, though. Because we tried this in three-player, and like just keeping three heroes undamaged the whole game. Undamaged by the villain. You can let your hero soak all the minion attacks you want. It's just the villain can't damage them. So
here's my Americano challenge. Do this one with heroic one. In a three-player game. How about that?
In Goblin. With Goblin.
Could do anything in heroic one. I don't know.
And only red cards.
There you go.
Yep, that's right.
The other one is steal the show. Do 16 damage or more with Black Cat in a single turn.
How is this even possible?
We've done this one. I haven't done it in solo, but multiplayer. I'm telling you, leadership is the answer.
Yeah, you have to have leadership because of get readies.
You can inspire her, so she's got two damage then. You can give her the Avengers trait. So then with honorary or with what is it? With honorary Avenger, you give her the Avengers trait. So then with Avengers Assemble, you get a free ready out of her and another +1/+1. So she's like a three damage. So we did this in a three leadership game because get ready lets you ready anybody's ally.
Yep.
So she actually was just inspired, but we had six copies of get ready amongst the three players. And we were like, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
So this one's more of like, well, now that you just told us the secret, I guess it is just figure out that it's just leadership that can do this, right? Because how else do you do it? I don't think you can without get readies, right?
I think that we've seen some cards for future expansions that are on hallofheroeslcg.com that could let you help with this. And you could boost your attack with like enraged, right? But that only gets her to, that doesn't get her 16 damage in a single turn. I think you need get ready or Avengers Assembled for now to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a hard pass.
And enraged gives her a consequential damage now, right?
Yeah, so you need tough and enraged recurring.
And some first aid and
all sorts of things. But yeah, those are the FFG official hero challenges. So that came out in December. Unfortunately, it's July and we don't have more hero challenges yet. So we put some up on our website. And I'll read through what we added to the core set heroes quick, and then we can talk about those. And then we also put, so we did two challenges per hero. We also put up challenges for all of the expansion heroes. So I'll read through them, and then you guys can tell me what you think about them. I have not done all of these, but I at least typed them up and think that they're feasible. So for Iron Man, this will be Americanos challenge. We have high flying, win a game, and gain the aerial trait every round. And Armor Wars, win a game and have 7 tech upgrades before flipping to hero form. So you're going to be building that suit in the cave for a while.
All right, so here are my thoughts. You have to be extremely lucky with high flying to get aerial out. And you have to flip the first round, right, to get aerial.
Yep.
Unless you're playing specific aspects that give you the aerial trait. Do we have any cards that do that?
Well, you could get the Quinn Carrier, which will give you a wild every turn.
I don't think so.
That could fuel the aerial, I think he's
saying. Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't think there are any aspect cards that provide
not
yet. Heroes.
Not that we know of, at least.
Well, no. I mean, okay. So you have to get extremely lucky to get Rocket Boots out. And then, yes, I think Quinn Carrier will help. It will help with fueling it, yes. But you're going to be playing definitely in a bind from the beginning because you're probably going to have a very small hand size, right? But that's actually really tricky, I think, to get done. And then Armor Wars, that one is going to be easier in multiplayer than solo, I think. Winning a game to have 7 tech upgrades before flipping, especially depending on... scenario.
Black Panther. We have Wakandan Efficiency. Win a game and thin your deck down to 15 cards. And Panther's Rage. Win a game while only damaging the villain with your Black Panther upgrades.
I love that second one so much.
You'll be doing a lot of thwarting. And obviously, like, Retaliate should count too. I think we need to edit that. I forgot to put the new version up. You can't avoid that Retaliate. I guess you could chump block with an ally every turn, but that seems like a bad plan.
With Black Panther upgrades or your Retaliate, I think.
So that could be fun. I've done the Wakandan Efficiency one. I haven't done Panther's Rage yet. I always use his basic attack, but I think it could be cool to do. All right, She-Hulk. This one's for Crimson. So, amazing assistance. Play Hellcat 3 times in a single turn.
How much does Hellcat cost to play?
3?
That's how often I play her, right?
I actually ignored her for a long time, and I've played a lot of games recently where, you know, I'll thwart with her. I'll be really behind on threat, and I'll thwart with her, bounce her, and then play her and thwart with her again. And I'm just like, man, 4 threat thwart on a stick is really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely doable. You obviously will want to have her in play first and start as Jennifer, so that way you can bounce her, play her, because that way you're not taking a card out of your hand to play her the first time.
This,
it's doable.
You're lagging out. Do you want to? Can you?
Kang, really quick. It's Kang. I tell you, I know this. This from experience. He is getting nabbed by Kang. He is. I don't know. Maybe he's going to the medieval realm. You know they wear metal underwear in the medieval realm.
And they probably don't have headsets either.
No.
You're a little...
Man, this isn't good. Who's gonna protect us if he's nabbed by King?
Nobody.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear that.
I escaped him.
We made it away from Kang.
You made short work of him. It took me forever.
Yeah, so I think it's doable to do the Hellcat one. You're gonna have to try for it. It's not gonna happen naturally.
It doesn't say win a game. You just have to play her three times in a turn, so that's okay. We had to give She-Hulk a chance. Her next one is called Sensational. Attack the villain as She-Hulk with 10 cards in your hand. Easy to do, right? You'll probably do that if you're doing legal practice, the one from the FFG sheet.
And again, that's just a support personality, two focus rage, and a mansion. That'll do it.
And one more card. You need one more card than that. I planned it that way.
Bounce Hellcat back to your hand.
There you go. That was my plan. I really just want to make Hellcat the hero, obviously. All right, Spider-Man, Brand New Day. Start a turn in hero form with Aunt May and two web shooters in play. Pew, pew. Easy. Like, we had to have one easy one, like the Iron Man one, right? And then we have does whatever a spider can. Perform a swinging web kick on a villain that is webbed up. So you're going to have played webbed up on the villain and play swinging web kick before he tries to attack you and discards the webbed up. And then Captain Marvel, these ones are for Lester. Remove 8 threat using Crisis Interdiction in one turn. So if you have 2 copies of Crisis Interdiction and a side scheme with 4 threat on it and your aerial, should be pretty easy to do, but you could also play 3 copies of Crisis Interdiction to get there. And Hard-Headed. Everybody loves Captain Marvel's helmet. So it's defend while Captain Marvel's helmet is in play 3 times and win that game. So you're wasting exhaustions on defense. Who does that? Protection players.
Who uses Captain Marvel's helmet?
That's what I was thinking.
Everybody now. They're jumping for it.
That's why you made this one. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah.
I use it as a resource.
Yeah, that's right.
I actually use it in protection decks, especially now that there's all those cards that are like, if you defend and take no damage, you get this bonus.
That's fair. Yes.
2 defense is nothing to snort at, right? And if you can get an armored vest and have 4 defense, I mean, you could also get there with Spider-Man with just 1 card instead of 3 cards. But
then you don't have all the card draw of Captain Marvel and Carol Danvers.
Exactly, right? All right, so those were the core set hero challenges. So we added 2 to the 3 that FFG has for each hero. We also put out 2 for each of the expansion heroes because I'm anticipating that hopefully FFG puts out ones for all these expansion heroes. So each time a hero releases, we'll add them to this document. So you'll always get challenges for new heroes as they come out. So Captain America, Man Out of Time. Use Captain America's basic thwart and attack ability twice each in the same turn. So you need to double attack and double thwart in one turn.
This sounds like a leadership player wanted this to be a challenge.
No, it's a tenacity player.
Oh, okay. Do those people exist?
You couldn't even get there with leadership because you could only use Avengers Assembled once.
Oh, you're right. That is right. Okay.
See? Making people use tenacity. They love it.
And you can untap with his
main ability. You've got his ability, right? So you can do 2 of them right there. You just got to get 2 more in.
So this, one, that's easier, I think, right now in Aggression, right, with Battle Fury, or what is it?
Yeah, you could use Battle Fury, too. That's right. All right, next one is Assemble. Attack with Captain America and 3 allies in the same turn to win the game. So you have to defeat the villain with the fourth attack of those 4 attacks.
That one seems the most thematically awesome to me.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. That one's a leadership player's dream. I wrote that one for me.
Yeah, but you can do it outside. I mean, there's plenty of allies.
Yeah, you've got more than 3 in every aspect, right? So, all right, Miss Marvel, just for Crimson here. The first one is Big Hands. Flip to hero form with 12 cards in your hand.
This one's doable, but you got to set up for it. Use what's his name? So that way you can get the three cards off of him plus any other card.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Bruto and Amir, right? Because that can get you four. You can Teen Spirit for one, and then you just need a mansion.
Can we make a promo card for Crimson that has an ally that is, what's his name? His name is what's his name?
What's his name? He has zero thwart, zero attack, four consequential damage. And
how many damage does he have? How many life?
Infinite. He just takes up an ally slot because allies are trash.
I like
it. All right. Take... Next challenge is Stretchy. Play the same event four times in one turn.
This one, I think you have to use Tenacity, right?
I think and so. You ha- I mean, and you could have four copies of it, right?
Right. You have to have Tenacity out, and you have to have the because you have to ready. So you have to keep bringing that card back or have a multiple copies of that card in hand.
Definitely so easier with cheap events.
Yes.
Yeah, so you got to use like a warning or foiled or...
Yeah.
Yes, this is a great reason to put warning in your deck.
No.
I was thinking Get Over Here. It's like the zero cost aggression card that does one damage. But you'll feel really bad when you've like exhausted your hero four times to do four damage. But you'll be Stretchy at least.
And you don't have to win the game, so Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Thor.
It's Ms. Marvel. None of these require you to win the game.
Journey into Mystery. Trigger Have At Thee during the player and villain phase of a round three times. So.
That's the one where you draw cards, his ability, right?
So you want to trigger it during both phases in one round three times. So trigger it on your turn with, what is it? Defender of the Nine Realms, and then have one pop up on the villain turn. Again, easier against Ultron because you can depend on a minion popping up every time. Yeah. And then
or Goblin.
Yeah, there's a ton of minions in that. Ragnarok. Fail to kill Loki three times in a game and then win that game.
Yeah, I do this one every time I play Thor. Like,
shoot him and he comes back three times. It's pretty much every time, yeah.
I've actually only had Loki not be defeated one time.
I need to play with you more.
No joke. Dude, Loki, like, because I play a lot of Thor, and oh my gosh, it's so frustrating. Like, I hate pulling Shadows of the Past with Thor.
He's awesome, though. Like, that is a really nasty Shadows of the Past card.
Nemesis.
The Nemesis set, yeah. Because of all the Asgard cards you're going to have out. Anyway.
It's themed and
Loki's
well.
Just, he's very mean. He's very tricky. It's awesome.
I feel like every time he comes up, I put so much investment into him that I end up losing instead of hitting the villain. I think that's their intent. They just want me to want to kill him.
Well, yeah. That,
it's the brotherly.
I was just going to say that's really thematic because, you know, Loki's pretty badass. It's like one of the main villains, in my opinion, in Marvel.
Sibling rivalries right there.
Yeah. All right, for Black Widow, we have Widow's Sting. Use your Widowmaker ability to defeat the villain. So you'll have to kill the villain with the
name. I've done that.
And then Name of the Rose. Use a single copy of Dance of Death to defeat three enemies.
I'm assuming I've done that.
That's a really cool one, but it takes some board setup. You might have to let minions stay out there, yeah.
Let me tell you, I played Black Widow Justice recently. And I never had a problem having three minions on the board against Mutagen Formula. There were just constantly three minions.
Now, I think this is an Ultron one because the drones are 1-1.
Yep.
There's another drone that has two health. And then I think there's another one that has like four or five health, the big, big drone. But yeah, you can get it down one. First. Yeah. So, yeah, this is an Ultron one.
All right, Doctor Strange.
Bonus points if you get if you defeat Ultron or the villain.
Yeah, it says enemies, so the villain could be the third thing you defeat. And technically, switching between stages of a villain triggers like when you defeat an enemy triggers. So it could be going from stage 2 to 3 or 1 to 2. And then we have Doctor Strange. Magic has a price. Win the game without cycling your invocation deck, so never having to shuffle your invocation deck.
Yeah, pretty much just don't play your invocation deck.
Play basically a basic hero is what you're telling me.
Yeah, you got this.
Don't play Doctor Strange.
You can. It's just you have a price. You can use it four times. You can't use it a fifth time, so be careful. And then now you see me, now you don't. I thought this one was really creative, but it's not. Use your basic ability to attack, thwart, and defend in the same round.
Oh, I can do
that. All you need is your cloak and you're good to go. So you'll have to waste a round defending and attacking, though. So maybe that'll make Dr. Strange harder to win with. Probably not.
Guys, that cloak is ridiculous.
Broken.
I mean, I love cards that ready you, but like, what?
If this was not a competitive or a co-op game, if it was a competitive game, that card would be banned or air-rotted.
It costs two, right?
And
it could cost 10.
Yeah, but it gives him aerial. But what does Iron Man's arc reactor? It costs him three.
No, it costs and it doesn't give him aerial.
Oh, is it a two cost?
They're the same price. It doesn't give him aerial, though. But, I mean, Doctor Strange doesn't benefit from aerial yet that we know of.
Yet, so. But that it still gives him something.
I guess, although
that
he benefits from get over here, right? He can move minions onto himself. Not that he'd want to do that, but.
Well, maybe, yeah. But what I'm
saying
with
Iron Man,
just strictly speaking, and he needs to exhaust to do his invocation deck, right? That's all I'm saying is that it's built in there that it readies him. I love it, but it's like, whoa. I'm digging for that thing every time.
I can't tap Iron Man to draw three cards.
True.
It should have just been his signature ally as well. Because it's kind of like his best friend or whatever. But I mean, he is the Sorcerer Supreme, so and the best hero ever. So he probably should be the best the best card in the or like the best hero pack in the game.
Should obviously have.
Yeah, he gets the best ally too. You know, an ally that infinitely heals him. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Those are the hero challenges.
I want to hear from everybody when they get done with this. Listeners, co-hosts. I'm going to print them out. It should be fun.
I have to say the most thematic one is the webbed up swinging web kick. Right from the very get-go, that interaction seemed to me to be like right out of like the 1967 cartoon.
Yeah.
I like that. I like Assemble. I think I like Assemble the most thematically. With Cap.
I was being really researchy when I did this, and some of these are named after like arcs for the characters, and that like I would, you know, read one of their comics and I'd be like, that's a cool arc, I'm gonna write that. And then with Miss Marvel, I'm just like, puns, use the puns, that's what we'll do. So not all of them are story arcs from their comic book days, but like She-Hulk, that's, you know, she's been the sensational She-Hulk before. Iron Man Armor Wars, real story arc, go read it, it's great.
I was going to expect quips for Spider-Man's.
Oh, that would have been a good one. We should have done that. Brand New Day is a story.
We can always rename them.
We could just add more too. So we might add more to this.
Or yeah, add more.
If you're looking for where these are, you just go to our website. It's mcm-podcast.com. If you click on contents and then click on Hero Challenges, that'll just constantly be updated. So. It looks like we'll have Hulk ones up in just a couple weeks.
All right, so we have a couple listener questions that we're going to get to here. Let me pull up. Okay, this is from Spartacus on our Discord. What is your favorite encounter solo and or co-op play? For solo and or co-op play, and what do you do to make things challenging for yourselves? I like the game to be not super challenging because I like to like my life.
You like to play protection,
so I just
inherently challenging.
Yeah, there you go. I guess that's a good one. I walked into that. But my favorite encounter for both solo and co-op, like with multiple, is Claw. I guess it's an encounter is the modular set, right? So Masters of Evil is my favorite for both, just because. Actually, Running Interference might be my favorite with co-op. I don't know why. I just think that Tombstone's nasty.
I like Hydra. Legions of Hydra is usually my go-to.
I'm a Claw person, too. I like Claw with Power Drain because it synergizes with him super well. You have this chance of Electro popping up turn one, which is horrible. It's just pretty fun. As far as making the game more challenging, there's a lot of custom stuff out there that you can use to make the game more challenging. I mean, I dabble in heroic. I'm not like a big fan of higher heroic levels. I don't find them to be enjoyable. I find, you know, expert and occasionally heroic one to be enjoyable enough. I don't need to go to heroic 2 or pound yourself into the ground heroic 3.
Yeah, I like the challenge mode cards that are out there.
Yeah, I like the challenge mode cards. I even like we've done things like start with an acceleration token on the main scheme. Makes it a little bit harder, but it's not, it's just like a time crunch. It's not a you're just, you know, resetting your entire board state every turn and hoping that you've draw the right cards. So
my favorite encounter set, like modular encounter set, is definitely the Masters of Evil as well. I just more so for the theme, and I love all those, all the villain, all like the minion guys in that. They're really cool, and I think it goes well with every one of the base, the core set villains too. It creates an extra little challenge there.
All right, one more question. This is from Loch Ness on our Discord. He says, Nick Fury tasks you with assembling a team of 4 heroes to complete the current 6 scenarios. Each aspect must be represented, and your hero aspect pairings cannot change once you start. Who do you choose for each aspect? Like, who are the 4?
I think we pretty much are. Most of us will be in the agreement on most of these guys.
All right, let's hear it then.
I'd go Captain America Protection. I would go Doctor Strange Leadership. And then, Doctor Strange Justice and Captain Marvel Leadership and Black Panther Aggression.
I have 2 of the same for as you. I would say Black Panther Aggression, Captain America Protection. And then I would go Doctor Strange Leadership because get ready in Wong. And then Iron Man Justice.
I'm going way different here. I'm going more thematic. So I want an Avengers lineup like we have in the movies. So I would go Captain America Leadership, Black Widow Protection, Iron Man Justice, and Thor Aggression, just so you can have that epic moment from like the first Avengers movie where it's panning around all the Avengers as they're ready to take on the bad guys. You're missing, you know, Hulk right now. And some
Hulk and Hawkeye, and you need to have it be a 6-player game.
Soon. That'd be a long game.
No.
How about 2-3-player games sitting at adjacent tables 6 feet apart?
There you go.
Yeah, that's better.
I don't even want to do a 4-player game. I don't have the patience for a 4-player game.
Maybe if you have all night to play, that would be, you know.
I'd rather play Risk.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, thank you. So I would have to say I'm pretty on par with what Kennedy Hawk said, except I would play Doctor Strange as my 4, and I would use him with Justice instead of Iron Man. But, you know, I haven't really played too much Iron Man.
You're missing out.
He seems fun, but, like, I don't know. I'm, like, in the field all day long, and by the time I get home, bringing all the goats home from eating, it's I can get, like, a game in before it's time to go to bed. And I'd way rather play, like, Thor, or I really like that Black Panther Aggression deck that helps me get my frustrations out.
But you should just play in the background Black Sabbath on repeat.
Oh yeah, that is awesome. Only the Iron Man song, or are we talking about War Pigs? Because I really like War Pigs. That should be War Machine's theme song.
We should make some playlists for the heroes. That could be cool.
Oh yeah, that's a great idea.
All right, well, that was all we had this week for Marvel Champions Monthly. You can check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, or at our website, mcm-podcast.com. Thanks for listening.